Newsom takes shot red state murder rates in Truth Social debut. California Governor Gavin Newsom caught the nation by surprise June 16 when he made his debut on Truth Social and took a shot at red states over high murder rates. Newsom's first Truth Truths are to Truth Social as tweets are to Twitter is a short video of himself talking about murder rates, and while essentially true does not tell the whole story about crime in deep blue Democrat-run cities. Truth Social is a conservative social media platform launched by former President Donald Trump after he was unceremoniously banned from Twitter near the end of his presidential term on January 6, 2020. Newsom announced on Twitter that he joined Truth Social to call out Republican lies. "I just joined Trump's Truth Social. Going to be on there calling out Republican lies. This could get interesting," he wrote on Twitter. "Hey everybody, it's Governor Gavin Newsom. And I know we're all on this platform in search for the truth. But the truth is I've not been able to find a simple explanation for the fact that we have a red state murder problem. 8 of the top 10 states with the highest murder rates happen to be red states," Newsom says in the video. "So, the question is simple. What are the laws and policies in those states that are leading to such carnage?" Newsom is essentially correct that states with the highest murder rates per capita tend to lean Republican, but most of the total murders happen in Democrat-leaning, urban areas. Trump Media and Technology Group CEO Devin Nunes welcomed Newsom to the platform, saying it is a free speech platform where users aren't censored for their political views. "Truth Social exists so that people of all political perspectives can express their views without being discriminated against," Nunes told the Epoch Times on June 17. "We're glad Governor Newsom is embracing the Truth Social ethos and engaging in robust debate on our rapidly growing free speech platform." Nunes, a former Republican U.S. representative, resigned from Congress in January to lead Trump Media and Technology Group, which runs Truth Social. Murders and gun control. Though Newsom doesn't mention guns in his Truth, he is a strong gun control advocate. Mark Oliva, public relations director for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a trade association for the firearms industry, told to the Epoch Times that Newsom's truth may be more of a half-truth. "He wants to selectively use snippets of the truth to bolster his argument without providing the full picture, that these blue cities continue to have failing policies because of progressive politics that refuse to hold criminals accountable for their crimes. If he doesn't want to address that, then he's not being truthful with California citizens," Oliva said. Blue cities such as Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore, Oakland, and Los Angeles are known for high numbers of murders regardless of per capita rates. Louisiana, with blue cities Baton Rouge and New Orleans, have some of the highest murder rates in the nation, according to FBI statistics. Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas, all blue cities within red states, have made the top 10 list of America's deadliest cities, according to the World Population Review. Oliva pointed out that Chiza Budin, San Francisco's progressive, George Soros-backed district attorney, was recalled on June 7. California voters just recalled the district attorney in Governor Newsom's hometown over his soft-on-crime policies. The governor has also presided over a mass exodus of citizens from his state over his administration's failing policies. "Those Californians are relocating to red states, where rights are respected and criminals are held accountable for their crimes. The governor would be better served addressing the needs of his citizens than playing games on social media," he said. California Republican Party Chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson blasted Newsom's truth in a statement emailed to the Epoch Times on June 17. "Gavin Newsom's desperate publicity stunt attempting to boost both his ego and his laughable presidential ambitions is embarrassing. Here's the truth: Newsom should spend less time lecturing red states that have stronger economies and lower gas prices because of common sense Republican policies, and more time worrying about the problems he and California Democrats have created at home," Patterson said. "If he wants to talk about gun policies, we'd welcome his response to the news that two El Monte police officers were murdered by a criminal potentially released from prison early because of Democrats' soft-on-crime policies, she said. State Senator Melissa Melendez said in a text to the Epoch Times, "No matter how many social media platforms Gavin Newsom goes on, he will never be president,"